Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Valentine's Day conjures up images of ambrosial things, special chocolates and fine wines being two of them. This Sunday, February 13th, from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., a sweet affair takes place at the Seaside Civic and Convention Center. Hosted by the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District's Our Foundation and the Seaside Rotary Club Foundation, this annual event raises funds used for scholarships and Rotary Club projects within the Seaside community. A sweet affair is going to be fun and delicious. And here to tell us more about that is the effervescent Mary Blake. She's the general manager of the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District. Thank you, Mary, for being here today.
Oh, good morning. It's always such a privilege and a pleasure to be with you.
You're bringing the sunshine up from Seaside today.
Oh, well, I think it's out there. Yeah, it's gorgeous on my walk today. The sun was so blinding, it really made me stop in my tracks and really take an inventory and check out the dew that was out there as well. So, yeah, what a glorious day.
It's a beautiful day, and you are always so happy about what you do, your work, and your life. And I would love for you to tell listeners who may not be familiar with you, who's Mary Blake and what do you do?
Oh, you know, whenever I'm asked that question, I jump right into it to say, you know, I get paid to play. And our PLAY is Positive Leisure Activities for You. So I have the privilege to be the general manager for the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District, which operates the swimming pool and Seaside Sunset Pool, the youth center, the community and senior center, the skate park. We do musical programs, and we're into our schools. We do special events, and we're growing our community with community gardens. And what we do is we build community. We build strong kids. We engage with some of the hard questions about how to tackle difficult problems that we all struggle with and how to improve the quality of our life, because I believe that the quality of a person's life is in direct proportion to the quality of their recreation. So when you have the chance of bringing joy into your life, you do that through recreating yourself and also using that time to really build your assets. If I were to ever whisper in anybody's ear or try to encourage them to pursue their personal dreams, that there is a purpose in life, and that purpose in life is to each person has their own particular purpose in life. So to pursue that. So I get paid to play.
And I like what you said about recreation, recreate. A lot of people don't think about that. They're too busy, especially in this country. People work so hard. People are very driven. It's an ambitious place. And unlike other countries where they factor art into their daily lives, they factor whether it's Tai Chi, Qigong, any of those things, people separate recreation from They're busy working lives, and you try to help people bring it all together.
Well, and really, when you talk about park and recreational services and you say the benefits are endless, they go on and on. They are not just your obvious health and wellness, but really as important, it's about the social connections that occur in our lives, so we aren't alone or that we aren't isolated, that we are part of a neighborhood, a community. And also in park and recreational services, it has extraordinary economic benefits for your community. And then it also brings about a sense of stewardship for our environment. And again, it's that connection that it's not just about, you know, the human element. It's about the connection of the web. The web of life, our relationship to the environment, the balance that we have to strike when we're, you know, figuring it all out enjoying each moment and being very present. And that's one of the things I love about, you know, your show, that to remind people, you know, the Kung Fu Panda, yesterday history, tomorrow a mystery, today is the present. That's why it's the gift. So it's being present, enjoying yourself, and really recognizing why joy is so important. It gets us through the struggles in our world. And joy, again, to me, is just open yourself, J-O-Y. So, yeah, it's we all can find that joy by way of getting to know our neighbors, our friends, getting excited about having a project that we all agree on, and building community.
And laughing again, and playing is healthy, Mary. That's what you're saying. Oh. You're saying laughing and playing, and adults don't laugh nearly as much as they need to.
No. Kids start out at 300 laughs a day, and then seniors are down to 2 laughs a day and spending time worrying about the rest of the world. And through through your lifetime, you release and are less and less joyful. And, God, those are all choices. You know, I'd rather be happy than sad. These are the choices that when you come to your different roads, how do you make those choices? And it's not what happens to you. It's what you do with that. And it's the 10% that, you know, you get nailed, but then it's the 90%. Do I see that as being the opportunity that presents itself to open new doors, create new paths, and change behaviors, and really get into that I'm really in is the master of my own fate.
Recreation is essential. You're hearing this from Mary Blake right now, and we are talking about A Sweet Affair. We are going to be talking about more about A Sweet Affair, but I think it's very important that you're establishing why recreation is important, why Sunset Empire Park and Rec District is important, all the projects, the classes, the workshops, the dances, and feeling joy. That is you're right. That's what gets people through the trials of their lives.
Right. And then leading into that, you know, perfectly is that we have events that build community and they're around fun. And so a lot of our programs have a fee. It's a very modest fee, but a lot of our people can't necessarily come up with that fee. So what we have is we have a scholarship program that is open and available to really anybody. And that helps people get into the fee-based programs or to get into the fitness programs or to do the Tai Chi and the yoga. So we don't want those barriers there. So we have a foundation. We have groups of people that sit and review applications. And we've had 200 people, 200 families access our scholarship in 2009. 34% increase. So now we are up to 269 families. That represents about $14,000 worth of value in scholarships that are given out to families in a very respectful way. It's not giving it out. It's a hand up. And so they're able to access programs through the scholarship, which is what this event helps fund. So $25 of your $35 ticket goes into the pool that will be split between Rotary, which does incredible community projects. They do scholarships for education up to $12,000. They do $10,000 worth of community projects. They do $10,000 worth of senior projects. They do the backpack program. It goes on and on. And a lot of people don't realize the depth in which the giving that our local Rotary does. So between the members of the Rotary Club that go on a first name basis to our friends to sell tickets to walking through the doors at Sunset Pool where you can pick up a ticket. This is that invitation to friends to say, hey, come on over, support these great, great causes, and also get to know your friends and neighbors or meet a new person. And we do it around food. We do it around great food. Marianne Myers. Oh, if you don't know Marianne.
Love her food.
Oh, my God. She is – that's what she's all about. So she's putting out all the hors d'oeuvres for you to sample. So we aren't getting into huge, huge portions. It's not a dinner. So you get to sample all sorts of really great food that is either locally raised or you can get at our Astoria Co-op. And so she prepares that. And then, as my mother says, the red wine is so good for your heart. You're going to have an opportunity to taste all sorts of wines, not just the kind that you can go pick up at the store, but the kinds that you can find in our local restaurants that have done their own labels, like Baked Alaska. Or we had people a couple years ago saying, well, Mary, you know, I love the food, and oh my gosh, the chocolate, you know, Phillips Candies, the Buzz on Broadway, Bruce's Candy Kitchen, Portland Fudge. Ooh, love that. But I don't drink wine, but I love beer. So what we did is we went to our friends at Fort George, and they make their beer, and so they're going to have two of their special beers there. They've got the Murky Pearl and also the Bourbon BBL. So we have wine. We have – and we have wine from people's personal cellars. So we have this – and a great story there is Greta Pacetti used to work in Napa Valley. And so the winemaker there loved her so much when they when she left to go on her own, they said, no, no, come to my cellar and you can have whatever wine you want. She has a bottle of wine that you can't get any place. It was suggested to us to contact the winery to ask them if they want to buy it back. But we aren't going to do that because it's a gift from her to our community to have this incredible, beautiful bottle of wine that you can either pop open and it is ready. It's a red wine from 1989 from these two vineyards. I mean, it goes on and on, these stories about.
So you can go to a sweet affair and you can buy an incredible bottle of wine. There is a live auction, a silent auction. You can taste chocolate. You can have Marianne Meyer's hors d'oeuvres. It sounds like so much fun.
Oh my God. It really is. And then you get to know your friends, your neighbors, get to meet new people, and be one with the universe. And it is also during a time that we have found our little niche. It's on a Sunday, and it's between 2 and 4:30. And so you can, you know, get the afternoon going and then move on to other things that might develop for you for the rest of the evening.
Take you or your loved one. And a lot of people go on their own and meet other people there for the first time, or go with friends. You can take your loved one. It's a great Valentine's thing to do. It's a gift to yourself, to your loved one, and to the community.
Yeah. And also we have live music. We've got people playing the piano for us, Robin and Doris. And so, yeah, there's all sorts of activities that
And you've managed to work in the health component again, Mary, because chocolate and wine are very good for us, actually.
Well, no, what do you mean? I mean, life is short. Eat dessert first. You have something
right
there that might tell people about
chocolate? That's
chocolat?
Right. Actually, chocolate. Now, most people know that chocolate, like coffee, is derived from tropical beans. But most people don't realize that chocolate beans are made from the seeds of the cacao. And if I'm pronouncing this incorrectly, please someone call and tell me how you pronounce it properly. C-A-C-A-O, cacao, I think it is. And these trees are found predominantly in Africa. And it's not a typo, because the spelling mix-up is what originally led cacao to become known as cocoa. Mm-hmm. So it should have been cacao. I'm going to have a cup of cacao right now. But anyway, so although its uses and forms, chocolate, have changed and expanded throughout history, chocolate has held a timeless charm as a treat for the palate. Originally, it was used only in beverages, and then it became associated with medical treatments. And then it was used in cakes and powders and ultimately candies. Chocolate acts as a calming agent. It contains serotonin, and it also contains a chemical which releases into the body the endorphins, which give you those euphoric feelings of falling in love and being loved. So consuming chocolate is really healthy, Mary.
Let me tell you something. That really is kind of captures one of the reasons why we're doing this, of course.
Yes, delicious and healthy and fun and a benefit for everyone else. And then, of course, the opportunity to get all of these wines and then the beer. I think that's kind of an exceptional thing. And right now, Terry's telling me it's time to say that you are listening to Talk of Our Towns on Coast Community Radio 91.9. And I'm Donna Quinn, your host. My guest today is Mary Blake. She is the general manager of the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District. And we're talking about a very special event taking place this Sunday, February 13th. It's from 2 to 4:30 p.m. at the Seaside Civic and Convention Center. And it's called A Sweet Affair because it's about chocolate and love and connection and wine and auction items and just a great way to celebrate Valentine's Day. And when you and I talked about this, Mary, I thought, well, this Talk of Our Towns program is just before Valentine's Day, and I really would like to read a poem. And I was looking for poetry about chocolate, and I found this information about chocolate and the coming from the cacao tree. And then I thought about wine, and one of my favorite poems about wine, not really about wine, it's a little, it's there's some wine involved here, but is by the poet Billy Collins. Billy Collins was the poet laureate for the United States for many years, actually, or I think it's he was some years ago, actually. And this poem is from his book Nine Horses, and I just thought this was a kind of a fun, since this is a fun event you're having, I thought this was a fun poem to read. It does reference wine.
Mm.
So I'd like to read that now.
Please.
This is the poem Litany by Billy Collins. And it begins with two sentences written by Jacques Croquillon. You are the bread and the knife, the crystal goblet and the wine. And now begins this poem by Billy Collins. You are the bread and the knife, the crystal goblet and the wine. You are the dew on the morning grass and the burning wheel of the sun. You are the white apron of the baker and the marsh birds suddenly in flight. However, you are not the wind in the orchard, the plums on the counter, or the house of cards. And you are certainly not the pine-scented air. There is no way you are the pine-scented air. It is possible that you are the fish under the bridge, maybe even the pigeon on the general's head. But you are not even close to being the field of cornflowers at dusk. And a quick look in the mirror will show that you are neither the boots in the corner nor the boat asleep in its boathouse. It might interest you to know, speaking of the plentiful imagery of the world, that I am the sound of rain on the roof. I also happen to be the shooting star, the evening paper blowing down an alley, and the basket of chestnuts on the kitchen table. I am also the moon in the trees and the blind woman's teacup. But don't worry. I am not the bread and the knife. You are still the bread and the knife. You will always be the bread and the knife, not to mention the crystal goblet and somehow the wine. I just think that is – he is so clever. He is such a clever poet. And yes, this isn't a romantic poem to wine, but we all know that wine – your mother's 93 and she loves her red wine. She thinks it's keeping her going.
She thinks it's keeping it going. Let me tell you something. There is a crew of wonderful women that play bridge, stay active, and wine is a significant part of that socialization. It's healthy for you. It is joyful. It is, social. And, it goes on and on and on. And those are the kinds of things that helps us, again, develop this depth and this transformational piece of really who we are, whether or not, you're reading it in poetry or whether or not you're taking the moment of that, that aspect of who you are, not just your body or your thoughts. It goes so much more. It's such a broader term.
Wine is associated. Chocolate is associated, as we know now, with good feelings. It helps our brains. It makes us feel better. And wine is associated, I think, with, oh, now we can just take a deep breath. We can relax, and we can really savor things. And that's what we need to do in this world. We're moving way too fast. We're too busy.
Yeah. And again, those are the reasons why when our agencies got together to say, well, how can we build this capacity? What kinds of special events? What kind of, again, quote, bake sale can we have to really support the broader piece of our community? And this is when we came around to wine, because wine is bringing and building communities. It's the wine walks down in Seaside, basically through the Seaside development. Downtown development has expanded, so people are moving into the area to taste the wines, and then they get to float around to the different businesses. So when we saw that there's a potential there to bring not only our local folks together, it was also another opportunity to bring more people to our area. So it's not only for our local folks. You can buy a ticket at the door if you're hearing about it for the first time here. We also have reached out to publicize it on a regional basis from the Seaside area to the Seattle area to the Portland area, so people can kind of come into the our community. We're hosting it at the community or at the convention center, which also is the convention side or the civic side of the convention area of the building. So we have a local event. So again, all these connections start to make, you know, come together for all sorts of reasons. So your park and recreational services are not just for the health of it, it's for the fun of it, it's for the economic viability of it. It's bringing friends together. So, yeah, this is a sweet affair that started as a great idea with our foundation group of people. And then we started talking to ourselves, okay, well, how can we invite more people together? And so that's when we first started with AAUW, which is the American Association of University Women. And then it has grown to include the Seaside Rotary, again, for their local efforts that support our kids and our families, as well as so we do an auction with Rotary that does also international programs, eradicating polio or bringing water to communities. So, you know, not only is it in our neighborhood, it is in the neighborhood of the world and worldwide. So we're bringing partners together, and then it has grown out to be the invitation to people from their own cellars, to the businesses that are making their own wines and building an industry around the wines and the beers. So it's this exciting opportunity to have a fun event, support great causes, and again, the Park and Recreation has now invested $14,000 in all of our in our scholarship programs. So this helps support that, and we also write grants to Pacific Power, Oregon Community Foundation. So again, it's a collaborative effort to make sure that our folks have access to the park and recreational services. So I mean, it is one of the sweetest stories, one of the best little niches, and bringing the best out in people all around fun.
I think it's incredibly reasonable, actually, because you go, you have a fabulous time, you have fun. I can see a carload of girlfriends going down and couples who say, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, let's go down to a sweet affair, it's 2 to 4:30, and let's go taste chocolate, let's eat some delicious hors d'oeuvres, let's try wines, let's buy something at the auction. It benefits everyone.
It just goes around. And our auction items used to be just the wines that we were able to solicit either individually or from our businesses, but it has expanded. So we'll have massages that actually this masseuse goes to your home. So we'll have massages. We have overnight stays in some of our best premier hotels in our area. So if you haven't discovered where we live and why we live here, this is the opportunity to take a little stay-home vacation. So we have auction items that include beautiful art. We've got some incredible pieces of original art that are going to be available. So, I mean, it is growing with each year that we put this on, again, in with the support of our community members. Yeah.
And people love it. You said that last year you had a wonderful turnout, and you expect to have a wonderful turnout this year.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're getting about 150 people that come to this event, and which we feel is just absolutely terrific to have sort of friends over. So it's not too big. It is an opportunity to move around. And so the setting of the room is that you sort of move around. And then as you sit down to our table, vehicles, we picked up another sponsor from our factory outlet who is they're donating certificates to go into all their different stores. So that's another brand new auction item. Spinning of the wheel.
Oh, let's talk about the roulette. Tell us about that.
It's brand new. It was has been used in two other special events, one for the hospital and one for another really wonderful community fundraiser. So it's a roulette wheel. So you go up for your $15, you spin the wheel. You're for sure going to get a bottle of wine, but it could be a $15 bottle of wine or it could be a $50 bottle of wine. So these little bottles, these little soldiers are in these little sacks. So you don't know exactly what you're going to get, but you know that you're going to get a really nice bottle of wine.
If you want to know more information about A Sweet Affair, which is happening this Sunday at the Seaside Civic and Convention Center from 2 to 4:30 p.m., let's tell people how they can find out more about it. They can go to your website. They can call. Let's give them that information.
So you can go to our website at www.sunsetempire.com, and then we have a link onto there. Oh, we're also on Facebook. So you can, you know, click and do Facebook too.
Okay.
Or you can call the pool, 503-738-3311, and we can set your ticket aside. We can mail you a ticket still.
You
can show up at the door.
Show up on the door. I mean,
you can be spontaneous.
Sunday morning, you wake up and you say, well, this afternoon, Sunday afternoon in February, let's go. Let's take a great drive. Let's go to Seaside. Let's go to A Sweet Affair. Let's have yummy things to eat and drink.
And let's be and that meet, vessel. Let's, and let's
yes.
be that what that wine that pours into that
That's
glass.
That's right. And contribute to the community.
That's right.
Which is why, it's so important because, again, recreation does help people stay balanced. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't checked out the classes and all of the – because you just do new things all the time, Mary.
Oh, we do.
Sunset Park and Rec.
Yeah. We do the community gardens. We have a full complement of yoga programs. We've just started a brand new Tai Chi program for seniors. It's free. That's through a partnership through the North Coast Seniors and Disabilities over at the Bob Chisholm Community and Senior Center. If you want to pick up a bridge game, you can drop in there. If you want a meal, there's a meal program Monday through Friday. Our youth programs has a free drop-in center. We also have After School Adventure, which is, again, a youth development program for our little chicklets. We've got Step by Step, which is a preschool program.
See, the more you do this, the healthier the community is and the safer and the happier all the citizens are.
Happiness happens here.
Yes. Oh, that's great. All right. If you want to meet Mary Blake, and I encourage those of you who don't know Mary, go to A Sweet Affair, not just for the chocolate and the wine. You need to meet Mary Blake. She is a force of nature. We're so privileged to have her in this region. Thanks for all the really good things you do.
Oh,
the
it's
ripple
my privilege.
Effect is out there.
Yes.
And Sweet Affair, chocolate, wine, auction items. Take care of our community. Take care of the citizens of our community. Sunday afternoon at A Sweet Affair. Thank you so much, Mary Blake.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
All righty then. And Terry Wilson, he's smiling when he was talking
Cute
about chocolate.
Thing.
Yeah, he was. I think he has chocolate in his pocket somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Get through the rest of the day here. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. And we want to remember to not only love other people and animals and nature and everything around us, but love yourself too. Okay, I'm Donna Quinn. I want to thank all of you who listened to this program, and I want to thank you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life and focus on those good things, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you. For doing the best you can, and for being here now, in this moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.